Imagine having a special key that unlocks the hidden patterns in people's minds. What if you could tell, just from someone's choice of words, exactly how to persuade them? This isn't science fiction. It's the foundation of Shel Rose Charvet's groundbreaking work. The secret to influence isn't what you say, but how you say it. Specifically, matching your language to the unique mental patterns of your audience. This approach has been so effective that Fortune 500 companies and intelligence agencies worldwide have embraced it. The Language and Behavior Profile, LAB Profile, gives us a practical lens to see how people get motivated, process information, and make decisions in specific contexts. Unlike rigid personality tests, it recognizes our ability to shift thinking patterns as situations change. You might be analytical at work, but spontaneous with friends, detail-oriented with finances, but big picture when planning vacations. We all have different triggers that spark our motivation, revealed through our language patterns. The level pattern categorizes people as either proactive or reactive. Proactive people initiate action quickly, work independently, and respond to direct language like, "Go for it." Reactive people prefer thorough analysis before acting and make excellent analysts, though their deliberate pace may frustrate others. They respond better to acknowledgement. Now that you've had time to consider this, this explains common conflicts, like someone randomly packing while another insists on a methodical plan during kitchen remodeling. The solution? Create structure accommodating both needs, such as setting a firm departure time while allowing the proactive person to work during the reactive's planning phase. Another crucial pattern is criteria, specific words triggering emotional responses. When someone hears their criteria words, they experience an immediate reaction. I once described a job using a woman's exact criteria words about being needed, appreciated, in charge, and having regular hours. She agreed to take the position without even knowing what it was. Where do you get your motivation? From within yourself or from others? This pattern profoundly affects how people evaluate work and make decisions. Internal people rely on their own standards, gathering external information but making independent judgments. They treat others' opinions as data points and may question negative feedback on work they believe is good. When communicating with internals, preserve their autonomy by saying, "You might consider," rather than "You should do this." Simply changing "You need to complete this by Friday" to "Would Friday work as a completion date for you?" can dramatically improve cooperation. External people rely heavily on outside opinions and feedback, struggling to evaluate performance or determine direction without input. They make excellent team players, but may be less independent. These employees need regular feedback beyond annual reviews. An external marketing professional might check with supervisors about campaign decisions before proceeding. This pattern explains why some employees resist micromanagement, while others struggle without guidance, and why some customers question marketing claims, while others readily accept testimonials. People are motivated either by possibilities, options, or step-by-step processes, procedures. Options people excel at innovation and creative problem-solving, generating multiple solutions. They create systems but resist following them, constantly seeking improvements. Procedures people believe in a right way to do things. They implement established systems effectively and maintain consistency, focusing on how rather than why. They prefer clear instructions over theoretical discussions and feel anxious without defined procedures. The scope pattern determines information processing preferences. Specifics pattern people excel with small pieces of information, processing sequentially. They see individual trees rather than the forest and thrive on detailed plans. General pattern people prefer concepts and overviews, seeing the big picture, though they can handle details for limited periods. Communication breakdowns occur between these types. Specifics provide exhaustive chronological details, while generals want the main point. This creates frustration, as generals get bored with details while specifics find generals too vague. In meetings, specifics might detail every implementation step, while generals only want key milestones. The stress response pattern reveals how people handle workplace pressure. Feeling pattern individuals respond emotionally to stress and struggle with high-pressure jobs. Thinking pattern people maintain emotional detachment during stress, performing reliably in emergencies. Choice pattern people initially respond emotionally, but can return to objectivity when needed. These patterns indicate job suitability. Thinking types excel in high-pressure roles requiring cool decision-making. Choice types perform best in people management positions needing both empathy and objectivity. Feeling types thrive in artistic and creative roles where emotional expression drives performance. This fundamental difference explains many workplace conflicts. Options-oriented engineers continuously seek optimal solutions, while procedures-oriented marketing teams need stable features. Design engineers and production managers clash when specifications change. Engineers seek perfection through iteration, while production requires consistency for manufacturing. The LAB profile transforms recruitment by matching candidates to positions through specific language patterns. One engineering company rewrote job advertisements using targeted phrases like solve complex problems, away from, work independently, internal, and create innovative solutions, options. This reduced applications while tripling suitable candidates. In sales, understanding customers' patterns improves effectiveness. A mutual fund company increased closing rates by 50% after teaching representatives to identify whether customers were toward motivated, what would you like to achieve, or away from motivated, what problems would you like to solve. For organizational change, the LAB profile serves as a measurement tool. One manufacturing company reduced resistance to new technology by 65% by aligning communication with employees' motivation patterns. In relationships, these insights improve communication between couples. Gottman's research shows couples who stayed married had an 87% turn-toward response rate to their partner's bids for attention versus 33% for divorced couples. Understanding whether a partner needs internal processing time or external validation can transform relationship dynamics. The key to effective influence is meeting people at their bus stop, their current perspective, rather than assuming they share yours. The match, match, match lead formula requires matching someone's thinking patterns at least 3 times before leading them to your desired outcome. For example, when asking someone with away from and internal patterns to complete a report, I know you have high standards for accuracy, matching internal, and you want to avoid potential misunderstandings, matching away from, so you'll want to review this carefully, matching internal again, before leading with, could you prepare this report by Friday? When presenting to groups, address different patterns sequentially. Why, broader context, what, core concepts, how, detailed guidance, and where else, applications. Effective influence comes from understanding how others think and communicating in ways that respect their natural patterns. By meeting people where they are mentally and using words that match their filters, we build deeper connections and achieve goals more efficiently. When someone just doesn't get it, listen to their language patterns. Are they focused on problems or goals? Do they need external validation or internal processing? Are they detail-oriented or big-picture thinkers? Adapting your communication to match their patterns transforms interactions from battles into harmonious exchanges.